A Romanian court has charged controversial online influencer Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan with rape, human trafficking and forming an organised crime group to sexually exploit women. The pair, who have US and British nationality with millions of online followers and are the highest profile suspects to be sent to trial in Romania for human trafficking. Alison Mutler is a Romania-based journalist and she joins us now from Bucharest. Alison, good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking our call today. Can you tell us more about the background into this case?
Andrew Tate, who, as you said, is a divisive online influencer, social media personality, and his brother were arrested in late December, the end of the year, on suspicion. It was just then a suspicion of rape, human trafficking, and forming an organised crime group. Prosecutors then had to build a case against them. They had 180 days. Every month they extended their arrest, their time in custody, and in March they were released and are under house arrest at the moment, along with two female associates. And the time for the case to go to trial, to be formally charged, ran out, or will run out very shortly. And so today, Tuesday, they were actually formally indicted and will now face trial, which won't come immediately. And even when the trial starts, it is expected to go on for several years.
Who is Andrew Tate?
Andrew Tate is, as you said, he's a British US citizen. He is an influencer. He is influences particularly young men to dominate women. He talks about wealth. He has something called the Hustler University. He's been accused of being a brand of toxic masculinity. He's been banned from a lot of social media, although he was reinstated on Twitter after Elon Musk took control of the company. So he's a sort of he's a global social media influencer, but at the same time very controversial because of the content of what he promotes.
What has he said in response to these charges?
First of all, he used to boast that Romania was a corrupt country. Then he probably saw that was not a good idea, as he was, possibly facing charges. And then he said Romania wasn't a corrupt country. And today he's just reacted on his Twitter account sarcastically. He says, "I'm sure this case has absolutely nothing to do with stealing my wealth." I.e., he thinks it's about stealing his wealth. The prosecutors have confiscated $380 million in cryptocurrency from both brothers, 15 luxury cars, luxury watches, and land. So he's telling his followers this is to do with that they just want his money, his wealth.
Alison Mutler in Bucharest, thank you very much for speaking with us. More on the news at one after this break.